Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. No, this isn't Monty Python's Flying Circus, which I think they used this as the theme song. This is the Liberty Bell March, and this is show number 176 of Roots and Branches and Beyond. I'm Ivan Emke with you for this hour, and it is into March now, so I'm doing a whole show on marching, or whatever, or marches. Well, mostly a whole show. I also have some a new release from Scarivore. But this is Will Pound and the Liberty Bell March. Thanks for joining me. I hope you get into the mood, because March is a month that is actually an instruction. One of the few months that is an instruction. March. I just feel like I want to walk around instead of sit here at this microphone. But you can walk around. I'll be back in a moment. Yes, that is Will Pound. He's one of the finest harmonica players of his generation in the UK. He also plays the accordion there. He's played with a lot of various people. This is a CD called Through the Seasons, and it brings Morris and folk dance to life throughout the seasons of the year. And he pulled together a bunch of other musicians to help him with this. So the CD is called Through the Seasons. It's a great CD. Will Pound. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 176. We are talking about marches, and we're listening to marches today. Because it is March now. We're into March, and March is one of those turning point seasons of the year, months of the year, and we're all looking forward to a different kind of a season, although I still really enjoy winter. So, but I'm still got it with me for just a few more weeks, I hope. Next up, we have Dave Swarbrick, and he was an English folk musician, singer-songwriter. He was described by Ashley Hutchings as the most influential British fiddle player, bar none. So that's fairly high praise. Dave's style has been copied by almost every British folk violin players and others around the world. He contributed to a number of very important groups and projects in the 1960s and beyond. He was a much sought-after session musician. He was a member of Fairport Convention from 1969 through 79 or 80 or something like that. He also played in a variety of other smaller groupings. And this is a CD he did. It's called English Fiddler, and it's with Martin Carthy, who is royalty in folk music in the UK, and Dave Pegg as well, who's a bass player. He's played in Fairport Convention, played in Jethro Tull, and so on. And so this is called Carthy's March, and so we'll continue on with our theme of focusing on marching music, this time with Dave Swarbrick, Martin Carthy, and Dave Pegg. I slipped in another British tune there. That's the Simmonsbury Mummers March, and it's done by a Kansas-based folk music trio called the Plaid Family, which is a lovely name. I like it. They played guitar, accordion, hammered, dulcimer, fiddle, cello. And this is from 1994, and I don't know very much about this group. That's pretty much all I know, but it's a fine CD. Before that, we heard from Dave Swarbrick, Martin Carthy, and Dave Pegg, and Carthy's March, and we are doing marches today because it is in that month that we are now existing. Next up, we have two tracks from Quebec, and all, of course, related to March, the month or the time signature, whichever. First of all, Surroit, S-U-R-O-I-T. They're a band of traditional musicians from the Île-de-la-Madeleine in Quebec. They were created somewhere, got together somewhere in 1977, yes. And they have explored a lot of musical trends related to their Acadian heritage, some, you know, bluegrass and blues and Celtic as well as Cajun and so on. But despite rather undisputed success in Europe and a track record of several decades, many decades, Surroit still, you know, kind of had a hard time winning the Quebec music scene over. But this is from a tribute album they did called Salut la Bolduc, and it's a tribute album to la Bolduc, who was Mary Rose Anna Travers. She was an early Quebec singer. And during the peak of her popularity in the 1930s, she was known as the Queen of Canadian Folk Singers. Her style sort of combined the traditional folk music of Ireland and Quebec, usually quite upbeat, comedic songs. And she was born in the Newport, Quebec, in the Gaspé region. Her father was an Anglophone of Irish heritage, and her mother was a French-Canadian Mi'kmaq. And the family was actually quite poor, but Mary Bolduc entertained both friends and family with her musical talents, and went on to a great history of recording and singing. And she was the most widely known folk music singer of Quebec back in the 1930s. So this is sort of remembering some of her time. And the track is called Je m'en vais au marché. And after that, we'll hear from a band called Ras de Marais, which is a tidal wave in English, a couple of marches from regions of Quebec. But let's start off here with Surroit doing some great music from La Bolduc.
Je m'en vais au marché lundi, c'est pour acheter des têtes, des têtes, des grosses têtes, des petites têtes, toutes sortes de têtes, encore des têtes, seulement des têtes, rien que des têtes, toujours des têtes. J'aimerais ma mio, j'aimerais toujours à pitou lou lou. Je m'en vais au marché le mardi, c'est pour acheter des coups. Des coups, des gros coups, des petits coups, toutes sortes de coups, encore des coups, seulement des coups, rien que des coups, toujours des coups. Des têtes, des grosses têtes, des petites têtes, toutes sortes de têtes, encore des têtes, seulement des têtes, rien que des têtes, toujours des têtes. J'aimerais ma mio, j'aimerais toujours à Peter Loulou. Je m'en vais au marché le mercredi, c'est pour acheter des bras. Des bras, des gros bras, des petits bras, toutes sortes de bras, encore de bras, seulement des bras, rien que des bras, toujours des bras. Des coups, des gros coups, des petits coups, toutes sortes de coups, encore des coups, seulement des coups, rien que des coups, toujours des coups. J'aimerais ma mio, j'aimerais toujours à pitou lou lou lou. Chez jeudi, c'était plutôt le vendredi. Des pieds, des gros pieds, des petits pieds, toutes sortes de pieds, encore des pieds, seulement des pieds, rien que des pieds, toujours des pieds. Des jambes, des gros jambes, des petites jambes, toutes sortes de jambes, encore des jambes, seulement des jambes, rien que des jambes, toujours des jambes. Des bras, des gros bras, des petits bras, toutes sortes de bras, encore des bras, seulement des bras, rien que des bras, toujours des bras. Des coups, des gros coups, des petits coups, toutes sortes de coups, encore des coups, seulement des coups, rien que des coups, toujours des coups. Des têtes, des grosses têtes, des petites têtes, toutes sortes de têtes, encore des têtes, seulement des têtes, rien que des têtes, toujours des têtes. J'aimerais ma mio, j'aimerais toujours happy to nous. Thank you.
couple of marches there from a band called the Ras de Marée, which is also translated as Tidal Wave in English. They do a lot of contra dance music, kind of rooted in the fiddle traditions of the Celtic world and throughout the British Isles and North America. They take on the flavor of the music wherever it originated, at least that's their attempt. Their members hail from three of the primary regions of North America where contra dance still prevails, from Quebec. Sabine Jacques is on the accordion, bones and foot, and Eric Favreau on the violin, and from Acadia, so Rachel Aucoin is on the piano and vocals, and from New England, where contra dance is still a really popular thing and will be once again once we can actually dance together, Stuart Kenny on upright bass and banjo. They debuted in 2004, and this is from their CD that came out in 2011, which won a Canadian Folk Music Award for Best Instrumental Album. It was called Marche du Saint-Laurent, and the two marches there was Marche Saint-Hilaire and Marche du Saint-Laurent. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 176, and today I'm focusing on the march, meaning the time signature, as well as, you know, the month that we are now in. You could be listening a variety of ways, possibly on the Voice of Bombay, CHBB 95.9 in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly on Caper Radio, CJBU 107.3 in Sydney, Cape Breton, or on Cape May Radio, WCFA 101.5 in Cape May, New Jersey, however you got here. I'm glad you're joining me. Well, we have a new release for today that I want to play. This is a band called Scarivore, and they're out of Scotland. They're a Celtic rock group, I guess you could call them. They were formed on in Argyll area, in Tyree and Bute, in 2004, and they took their name from the Scarivore lighthouse that lies just off the coast of Tyree. Their earlier work was sort of West Coast Cayley, kind of inspired, Celtic influences. And they've remained present in their work, although they've become rockier and more poppier, I suppose, over the years. A little bit of jazz, Cajun and country possibly has emerged, but still that root is in Celtic instrumentation, the fiddles, and some bagpipes, clearly, and so on. They're based in around Glasgow now in Scotland, and the four founding members all have some experience of public performance when they got together. But Tyree is a very supportive community for young musicians. Lots of teachers, lots of opportunities and so on, lots of TV work and touring. And they've actually built a very large fan base. So they did a set of tours, I guess it was in 2019 into 2020. And this is a live album. It's called Live Across Scotland, from a variety of places in Scotland. And you can really tell they've got the audiences with them. They're a Scottish supergroup now. And this is from that live CD, which is recently, it was released in 2020. You'll hear a track now and a track later. This is something called Path to Home. This is Scarivore.
Thanks so much. All the best for 2020 when it comes. I'm going to finish off one more song. Safe journey home. This is Path to Home. Here we go. Up. Everyone on the feet, hands up. Here we go.
Some people who forget a thousand miles from home. The shores are rock out signs you listen, but each way nations forgotten and souls start their journey on. The mountains and oceans, a bloodline stays in motion. A bridge forever, a path to home. Wherever we may go, gathering as the word learned, the last word spoken, as our people leave again a thousand miles from home.
Last time, all hands, here we go!
The mountains and roads, a one line says in ocean, a bridge.
This band called Chada out of Ireland, and we heard the Poitin March, and they went into Devlin's there as well, which is a polka. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is show number 176, when we're focusing on marches. Chada came together for, I think it was in 2001, something like that, founded by Sligo Fiddler, and they came together for a TV series. The name is Gaelic for strings, and it's a five-piece. They have really grand pedigrees. They've a great love for the tradition. It's one of those bands, you know, it's not really in the forefront of the mind necessarily, but I got a few of their CDs, and I always, when I get them out, I realize what a treasure this band really is. This is from a CD called Music and Memory. Before that, we heard from Scaryvore, which is our new release for the day, just to celebrate the Celtic rock, and that was a live in concert release, and it's a couple of 15 tracks on it, and they're from various places around Scotland, from Edinburgh and Isle of Skye and Keelan and Inverness and Glasgow, of course, Stirling, Selkirk, and so on. And it's great live piece in that track. What goes on another 10 minutes? Because it's their last track at one of the concerts. And so they feature every instrument and so on. But I thought, well, this is community radio, but I thought I'll just do the song and then we'll leave the last bit. You have to actually go see them in concert or get the CD. There you go. It's called Live Across Scotland. Next up, we have the Elastic Millennium Choir for a bit of a change. They're a choir based in Halifax. They specialize in shape note singing, and I've played shape note or sacred harp singing before. And they also do other kinds of things as well. And this is from a CD called Touch It Not, which are songs about prohibition, about songs of temperance and indulgence. That's the subtitle. And so this is about a march, but the march of prohibition. It's a march that didn't really, well, it's still around various places, but it gives you an idea of what they were singing and how they wrote this. This was something that they found the lyrics for, and it was sung throughout North America. And it was part of a kind of a rural movement, but they also added in some prohibition sentiments just to get a few extra dollars of donations. This is the Elastic Millennium Choir.
Hail to the crisp fountain flowing, pure, bright, and clear. Touch not the ruby wine cup glowing, shine it with manly fear. Away the dazzling soul of madness, of grief and pain. We hail the sparkling fount of gladness, it cannot leave us stain. Hail the march of prohibition, may its banner fold. Upheld by temperance legislation, honored by voice and vote.
Let not Columbia's sons and daughters the wine extol, but let us quaff the sparkling water. Wine to the hero's soul. We need no other inspiration than truth and right.
Cool heads and hands must guard the nation. Her honor is her might. Hail the march of prohibition. May its banner fold. Upheld by temperance legislation. Honored by voice and vote. No luring bush shall change the hours that freedom loves. No lurking fiend shall steal the powers virtue so well approves. No sting the sparkling water hideth, no deadly care. No misery or woe betide, for sparkling truth is there. Hail the march of prohibition, may its banner fold. Upheld by temperance legislation, honored by voice and vote. Thank you.
That's from Toronto-based bluegrass band Slocan Ramblers. It's Frank Evans, Adrian Gross, Daryl Poulsen, and Alistair Whitehead, a band to watch, a reputation for live shows and great musicianship in the blended old-timey music along with bluegrass. That's from a CD called Shaking Down the Acorns, and it was something called Blake's March. It was written by the wonderful Norman Blake, great old-time musician. Before that, we heard from the Prohibition side of the equation, Hail the March of Prohibition, and that was from the Elastic Millennium Choir, and again, that's a song from the past. Hail the March of Prohibition. May its banner float, upheld by temperance legislation, honored by voice and vote. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, where we play all kinds of music just because it's fun, and that's the nature of what we're trying to do here on community radio. If you're lucky, there is a community radio near you that is taking this show, Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, or possibly Mun Radio, CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland. Possibly you don't have a community radio station right now close to you that's broadcasting this, but you can always find the shows at rbbmusic.ca. That's Roots and Branches and Beyond, rbbmusic.ca. Next up, we have, what do we have? Yes, Phil Oakes. This is a song called I Ain't Marching Anymore, which sort of fits our theme for today. Phil Oakes was an American protest singer, a songwriter. He was known for sort of sardonic humor and sharp wit and very earnest humanism and political activism. He wrote hundreds of songs in the 60s and 70s. He released somewhere around 8 albums. He performed at lots of political events during the 60s, countercultural era, and into the 70s. He studied journalism at The Ohio State University. And he became interested in the folk music of Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger. In fact, there's a bar, I don't know if it's still there, across from the university called Larry's, I believe it was. And there's a place where he used to sit and muse on things and read poetry and all kinds of stuff like that. He moved to New York City, though. He pursued songwriting and performed in Greenwich Village's folk scene. His first album was called All the News That's Fit to Sing. So he was a bit like a singing journalist. And for a time, he was seen as the most serious challenger to Bob Dylan as the era's preeminent folk singer, but he never gained the popularity he sought, and he died in 1976. So this is from a concert, a famous concert that took place in Vancouver in 1970. It was the concert that launched Greenpeace. M. Chitka is the name of a double CD that came out that they found that they had some great recordings from that that event. Phil Oakes was there, James Taylor, Joni Mitchell. And this is Phil Oakes singing one of his classic songs there at the appropriate place, because he was singing it at the beginnings of Greenpeace. This is I Ain't Marching Anymore.
I marched to the Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British War. Young land started growing, young blood started flowing, but I ain't marching anymore. For I killed my share of Injuns in 1,000 different fights. I was there at the Little Big Horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more dying, but I ain't marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the war. It's always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers, so many others, but I ain't marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. I must have killed a million men. Now they want me back again, but I ain't marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars. It's always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese sky, set off the mighty mushroom roar. when I saw the cities burning, knew that I was learning that I ain't marching anymore. Now the labor leaders screaming when they close a missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't marching anymore. No, I ain't marching anymore.
Phil Oakes there from a concert called M. Chitka, which launched Greenpeace, I Ain't Marching Anymore. Back to our new release for this week. This is Scaryvore, Celtic Rocket, but one of the things they do really well is their instrumentals, so this one focuses on that. This is The Rut. That's Scaryvore, and that is something called The Rut, and it's from their recent release called Live Across Scotland. I've always wanted to be in a band playing electric guitar with bagpipes. It's never quite worked out for me, but I just like that sound, and maybe I'm alone in this. Maybe you don't particularly care for it, but I don't think I'm alone in it, because Scaryvore has thousands of fans who can get nothing better than that sound. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 176. You could be listening a variety of ways that I haven't mentioned so far. Radio Bell Island, CJBI, 93.9 FM in Bell Island and throughout Conception Bay South. Or possibly in Fanshawe's 106.9 The X, CIXX, in London, Ontario, however you got here. I'm glad you're joining me. Well, this is something very different. So we go from electric guitar and bagpipes to the wood shop, basically. This is Woody Phillips. I've played him before. His Christmas album is amazing. But basically, he's been a musician and a woodworker for many years, and he often saw his father do woodworking as a child, and he decided, am I going to become a woodworker or a musician? Because both of them were very important to him. And eventually, it hinged on his training at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music, and he passed his drills at the conservatory. Okay, there's a lot of puns in the promo material that he has. He hammered out a career as a cellist and arranger of early folk music. But he did this CD called A Toolbox Christmas, and he used various woodworking tools to play the music, you know. And people loved it, so he made this other CD. It's called Toolbox Classics. I know, this is like people who enjoy dogs singing jingle bells or something like that. This is beyond that. This is like to a different level entirely. He's really hit the nail on the head here. His audiences have been riveted by his performances. Anyway, this CD is an orchestra of hammers and saws and drills and ratchets and 2x4s and pipes and planers and he's doing traditional, well, not traditional, but, you know, classical. Here I'm getting out my liner notes here. Classics of the, I guess, that he learned when he was learning in school. This is from the notebook of Anna Magdalena Bach. This is Johann Sebastian Bach. It's a musette and a march, and the march gets it into this show. And so he has handsaw jointer, ratchet, an antique hand drill, 2x4s, pipes, which what plays the melody there that you hear, a drill press motor, which you'll hear in the background, and a 50-gallon drum anvil. Can you tell that I'm excited to hear this track once again, even though I knew I was going to play it? But there you go. This so this is some Bach played, as maybe you haven't heard it before. This is Woody Phillips. Right? Sorry. That's Woody Phillips. And he's doing some classical music there, a musette and a march from Bach. from his CD called Toolbox Classics, which is a classic in and of itself. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and music from the stage, the concert hall, and the wood shop. This is show number 176, and I'm focusing on marches. We have a couple more tracks yet to go, and I really couldn't play or do this show without playing a track somebody doing When the Saints Go Marching In, because that's one of the very famous songs that you maybe know that has march in it. And this is from, this is a throwback. This is from an old recording. This is Sweet Emma and her Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Now, Sweet Emma was Emma Barrett. She was born in 1897 in New Orleans in Louisiana, which was her soul home. She was an American self-taught jazz pianist and singer. She worked with the original Tuxedo Orchestra back in the day, and a bunch of other folks, including the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, which you may have heard of. At the age of 7, she began to play the piano. By the time she was 12, which was about 1910, something like that, she was performing regularly in bars and clubs in New Orleans already, and she had this very strident barrel house way of playing, and quickly became a popular musician. Her penchant for wearing a red woven cap and garters with Christmas bells attached, and then they would jingle in time to the music, got her the name Belle Gal. And she was also dubbed Sweet, as in Sweet Emma Barrett, because of her artistic temperament, apparently. It was her recording debut, though, long after she began singing live music, that got her a lot of recognition. That wasn't until like 1961, and she was featured on the cover of Glamour magazine at one time, written about in publications in the U.S. and Europe. She toured with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band for a little bit, and but they kept trying to get her to move to other places, but she really loved New Orleans. She played music until up to her death in 1983. She was 85 then, and so this is from an old recording of Sweet Emma and her Preservation Hall Jazz Band, and this is certainly the classic, When the Saints Go Marching In.
Number one, where is they? Magic.
Well, after that rather rousing version of When the Saints Go Marching In by Sweet Emma and her Preservation Hall Jazz Band, it's time to calm us down for the last track. This is a band called Breabach, B-R-E-A-B-A-C-H. Great band out of Scotland, five piece, I believe, or maybe there's six. Anyway, they've released about a half dozen great albums, and they have connections with people in Australasia and Quebec and Cape Breton. And this track, which comes from a CD, Astar, is a track that was written by a march that was written by John Morris Rankin. And unfortunately, he died in a tragic accident in the winter of 2000. And this is possibly the last tune that he ever wrote. It's called The Last March. And anyway, it seems an appropriate thing to play at the end of this show. Thanks for joining me. I'm Ivan Emke with you every week at Roots and Branches and Beyond. Do take care of each other. Happy trails.